For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Hello, welcome to the Monday Waffle, episode 25. My name is Jake Batrick. Joining me this week is Josephine McDonald. Josie, welcome back.
Hey, Jake. Thank you.
How's it all going?
Yeah, really well. Oh, God, I can't believe it's 25 episodes.
25 episodes we've sat in this chair.
Wow.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, eh?
Sure does.
Hey, look, we've got some housekeeping stuff to get off the top. We'll follow on with a huge weekend of finals footy in the Waffle. But, Jose, the Falcons sorted itself out, thank
finally,
God.
Finally, about time.
Now, what's happened is Channel 9 has come to the party and said, look, we don't care. We'll remove our logo for the last two rounds of the year, the last two final games of the year. So what's going to happen is the Falcons, to get themselves on the telly, will be wearing a new jumper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same jumper. Just instead of the Channel 9 logo across the tummies, it's a Variety WA charity logo. So it just seems like something so simple.
So simple that probably could have been sorted out a lot earlier.
I know. I mean, I've been to a few West Perth games this year at their home ground up at Joondalup. Channel 9... The Channel 9 logo is everywhere. So, like, this weekend, obviously the Falcons are hosting the Royals. Channel 9's logo is going to be everywhere. Like, the scoreboard. So, the camera will be shooting.
Channel 9.
The scoreboard is a big Channel 9 banner running under it. And then the boundary line has Channel 9 everywhere. So,
yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the cameras are going to dodge those.
I don't understand it. The only benefit Channel 7 will get out of this is if West Perth actually make it to the grand final, where there's not a lot of Channel 9 at Domain, I don't think. So.
No.
Yeah, bizarre. So
but
anyway.
Yeah, both remaining Waffle Finals will now be telecast on Channel 7.
Yep.
Falcons supporters can watch their team. It's a great result for everyone.
I can't believe they were going to boot them out of the finals.
I know.
Like, honest to God. Hey, look, Jose, a bit of, I can't call it breaking news yet because it hasn't happened, but we've had this man on the show before, Matthew Jupp. He's a defender in the leadership group for the East Fremantle Sharks.
He sure is. He's had a bit of a hard time from Eloise, who features sometimes on the Waffle podcast.
Yes, Eloise has got into him a few times. Not for Juppy's fault, obviously, just a couple of bad results. Look, I was speaking to Juppy in the week. He obviously comes to ECU here as well. He sort of whispered in my ear, Jose, that they might be announcing their coach, new coach, this week. And I have a name. Rob Wiley is the man we believe will be taking the reins at Shark Park for next season. Now,
You sat down and did some research.
I
We've
did.
Got some stats and facts up about.
I got on the Googs. Now, he's a pretty remarkable man. Okay, so he started his career at the Demons. He played 179 games, kicked 415 goals, which is amazing. That was between 1974 and 1988. Now, Jose, this is the most remarkable. He won the club best and fairest 1974, 1975, 1976, 1977, 1978. Five years
in a row.
It's just unbelievable. And then he crossed and went to the Tigers, Richmond, played 95 games there, and then came back and played 18 games for the West Coast Eagles.
Did he play in a premiership with the Tigers?
He did. Yeah, well done. You've been listening.
I sure have.
Yeah, premiership player. And then he came back to the Demons and then won three more best and fairest.
So a very impressive bloke,
just
I must say.
Just a casual eight best and fairest for the Demons. Oh, just unbelievable. So yeah, look, we can expect that decision this week, I think. I wouldn't put your house on it. Maybe the car.
Maybe the car.
Something a bit safer. Put the car on it. Jose, we've got to get straight into it. The footy, it was a huge weekend of Waffle Finals. Peel out. So they're done. First
Either
ever
out.
Finals.
Yep.
Just
they did well, though, to get there.
Did well. Best ever season from them. We can expect big things from them next year, I think. But we're going to get straight into the main game of the round. It was Subiaco hosting the West Perth Falcons at Medibank Stadium. And look, Jose, this was a really good game up until about halftime, where West Perth really took it up to the Lions. The final score in the end was 17-13, 115-96, 60. West Perth led at quarter time by a goal, or 5 points rather. And then we're down by 9 points at the long break. And then it was just the Subiaco machine, Jose, just absolutely kicked into
gear.
Tearing
them apart.
So, look, ominous. It's looking very ominous that Subiaco will take out this year's premiership, I think.
Yeah, they're looking good.
Sort of stat, we'll hear it again shortly. We're going to be chatting, well, I caught up with Clancy Wheeler after the game, but Subiaco will be playing their 9th grand final in 13 years.
Solid effort.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Talk about dynasties. We've seen the Brisbane Lions. We've seen Hawks. We've seen Geelong in the AFL. But, yeah, 9 grand finals in 13 years is huge. Absolutely huge. Joseph, have you got some numbers for me from yesterday?
Yeah, I sure do. So Wheeler and Yaron, always standouts for Subiaco. They kicked 3 goals each. Halligan and Menegola, 2. For the Falcons, Lowry and Manzone, 3 and 2 goals. Johnson, Kerr, Rodder and Lynch also contributing to the goal score for the Falcons. Now, on report, Scott Worthington for rough conduct against Aaron Black 4 minutes into the final quarter.
Yeah,
did you see that? You were at the game.
Yeah, I did see it. Look, it looked pretty bad. If this was the AFL, this would have been all over the news again. The head high bump.
Yeah.
Well, from my, obviously we don't have the luxury of replays at the Waffle, but from what I saw, he hit him in the head. Well, it was a hip and shoulder bump. He just collected him in the head. Now, Worthington looked. I was up the back of the grandstand, but Worthington looked considerably taller and bigger than Black. He hit.
It was Black. Yeah.
So look, I think he's in a bit of strife. Black did get up to take his kick, which I think bodes well for Worthington. But he was down for a while, clutching his head. So look,
not good.
Not good. Not so good. we'll have to wait and see. We'll fill you in next week on the result of that. But
and,
yeah,
2 injuries as well.
Yeah, Lowry. Did an ankle. Yeah, so he was in a tracksuit, I think from 3/4 time on the bench. So not good for the Falcons.
Bad news.
But I think what bodes well for the Falcons heading into next weekend is they have been in unbelievable form up there at HBF Arena. I think they've lost 1, and that was that final round loss to Claremont. So, look, it's exciting. It's very exciting. And, well, Subi, they were in ominous form, and I caught up with their best on-ground performer, Clancy Wheeler, after the game.
Congratulations, mate. Subi into the 9th grand final in 13 years. Dominant display. There's a bit of spice out there today.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a good rivalry between the two clubs, so there's always going to be... It's always like that. Always a good challenge against West Perth, a good side. So, we just want to get the job done. We're pretty happy with it. So,
How are the boys going in today's game? 2-week breaks can go either way sometimes. The boys look to enjoy it as you guys ran out the game today.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone was feeling pretty fresh. So that was our focus, just to try and get the bodies right. We had to be on our game as usual. But, just very happy with the win and very excited.
Another 2 weeks break until the grand final. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing. We'll definitely freshen up, but, you know, Scully will have us on our toes at training and he'll just make sure we're on our game. Hopefully we get the job done in another couple of weeks.
No worries, mate. Congratulations. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
That was Subiaco utility Clancy Wheeler. He had 3 goals, 25 disposals, 5 marks, 6 tackles, and a handy 25 hitouts. So,
man can do everything.
He can do everything. Jose, I want to get your tip for the grand final because Subi's in it, and we're going to have either West Perth or East Perth joining them. So it's hard to tip against the Lions, isn't it?
It is. To me, it's the Falcons. They're going to get there.
Yeah.
And after that whole broadcast shenanigan, you just kind of hope that they do get a game televised.
At least 2 games out of the whole year. Look, it would be funny though, wouldn't it, if Subiaco got in there and just choked?
It would.
I've seen that. Like, they've had a few losses. How many losses did they have this year? They had a couple, and look, they...
Surprising losses as well.
Yeah, 3 losses, so not as many as I thought, but they've had a couple of games where they just looked a little bit below average. There was that game against Perth where they only won by 25 points or something.
Yeah, not a convincing win.
And Jared Schofield didn't let them sing the song afterwards. So, you know, they've had their moments this year, but they just looked absolutely ominous yesterday. When they kicked in, I think early on they were a bit rusty because West Perth really looked like the dominant team in the majority of the first half. As you would have heard, I spoke to Clancy just before and mentioned to him that these two-week breaks can sort of go either way for clubs sometimes. They can either take it really well or not so well. So you'd think they'll be really fresh for the grand final, Subiaco, and will be looking like they're roaring to go, I think, Jose.
Yeah, and if they do face up against East Perth, now the Royals beat them by 64 points when they met last time, which was back in round 3 or 4 or something.
That's right. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think West Perth has beaten Subi this year either.
No.
I don't think so. Yeah, interesting, interesting times.
From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Peel hosted East Perth in the first semi-final at Bendigo Bank Stadium. The Thunder bowing out of their first ever final series, going down 10-24-84 to 9-8-62. To run us through the game is Channel 7's Mark Reddings. Mark, good morning.
Good morning to you both. I hope you had a great weekend.
Surely,
yeah, you too.
Surely did. Look, Mark, a disappointing end to Peel's season, going down to the Royals by 22 points yesterday.
Absolutely. Look, they started really well. Thought they might be in position at quarter time to go on with the job, but despite leading by 2 goals, from there on, East Perth really did at the start of the second quarter start to take control, albeit they only led by 5 points at half time. But the longer the game went, the more the experience of East Perth came to the fore. The likes of Ben Lee, absolutely superb again. 2 consecutive finals, he's been very close to best player on ground. And they just had that core strength through the midfield to dominate. The only saving grace for Peel really was that East Perth was so inaccurate, and that saved the margin being only 22 points when really it could have been a 6 or 7 goal result.
Yeah, and Mark, Tabner was a shining light on the weekend. Could he potentially come back in for the Dockers?
Absolutely, 5 goals. He started slowly in the game, but 3 goals in the third quarter gave Peel a bit of a sniff at three-quarter time. But just when he gets away from his man, had a very good contest with Tom Barris, by the way, but when he finds a bit of space and he leads up, he's a very good overhead mark. He managed to finish, as you said, with 5 goals. And so Ross Lyon, who did mention in the post-match press conference on Saturday that Tabner was a bit unlucky not to play in the qualifying final, I think he's one name to keep in an eye out for come the prelim final, because with regards to scoring power, he certainly gives Fremantle another option.
Yeah, he certainly put his hand up. And now, Mark, the Royals now prepare for West Perth. It's going to be a cracking game next week to get one of those sides into the grand final, but also the Falcons finally back on the telly.
They are indeed, and I might have to do a bit of homework because I haven't seen them this year. I've got 6 days to get prepared, but I'll get some tape and have a look at their season. Obviously, they were a bit disappointed with their performance yesterday, 55-point Subiaco eventually winning by it. They are the raging premiership favourites now, not that they weren't prior to yesterday's performance, but West Perth started really well, kicking, I think, 3 early goals. They led Subi, but once the machine of the Lions got moving, their midfield, the dominance they produced meant that West Perth really were given no chance. But as you said, Sunday, can't wait for that. A good old-fashioned Perth derby, 2 teams that do not like each other. We could get 8,000 to 9,000 up there, I think, with fine weather forecast.
Absolutely. It's going to be a cracking game. Can't wait for that one, Mark. Mark, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Have a great week, guys.
See ya.
I'm Dennis Cometti. If I'm listening to the Monday Waffle, then you should be too.
Well, Jose, I'm loving these short and sweet podcasts in the finals.
Yeah, it's a nice change, isn't it? It usually took us about 6 hours when we first got up and running, but we're down to about 40 minutes now.
Yeah, so absolutely. Thanks for coming, Jose. You've been outstanding today. Thank you.
No worries. Pleasure to be here.
Looking forward to the next couple of weeks. I'll be in Sydney. So
sure will. I might be heading over to Sydney as well. My parents have now floated the idea about flying over to watch the Swans.
Absolutely.
Play North. I'm so keen.
Many frothies.
Yeah, many frothies. We'll catch up.
Are you going this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I might see you there. I'll fly in Saturday evening.
Yeah, we might head over Friday.
Beautiful. Okay.
Beautiful.
Anyway, we should have had this chat off air.
Well, you all know our plans for the weekend now.
Joe, thanks again, and we'll catch you next week on the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.